Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. By the year 2030, more than 20% of the population will be over the age of 65, and that could put a strain on healthcare providers. A new $5 million federal grant is going to help St. Louis University prepare the workforce that's going to provide that geriatric care. In studio with me this morning is Marla Berg-Weger, Professor Emerita in Social Work, and Max Zubatsky, Associate Professor in Family and Community Medicine from St. Louis University. Thank you both for joining us this morning on KMOX. So what kind of work has already happened in this arena for both of you?
Thanks, Megan. St. Louis University has been funded through this same funding stream for over 30 years. So we have been working hard for three decades to provide geriatric education primarily to professionals who work with older adults. And our focus for this next 5 years of funding, which we just received, is really going to be targeting those professions who may or may not have had extensive training in working with older adults, but they are in settings like primary care settings, hospitals, community-based organizations where they're working with older adults. So we're hoping to give them education and tools and training to be able to provide more age-friendly and dementia-friendly care.
Marla, I remember not too many years ago, as my grandmother was aging, just this feeling as a family that the care providers just kind of dismissed some of the concerns that we had for her. Like, there wasn't really great geriatric care. Was that an accurate perception? That would have been several decades ago.
Absolutely. And it could have been an accurate perception a couple of years ago in some cases. I think that that's one of the real hallmarks of the work that we're all committed to doing at St. Louis University. And that is to provide assessment tools, services, whether it be for caregivers, older adults who've just received a diagnosis of cognitive impairment. We want to make sure that the providers know the things that are different about people as they age.
Max, let's bring you in now. I want to talk about the future of this, because I was reading an article from Pew Research, and it was talking about the number of people who will be over the age of 100 someday, like how many more people will reach that mark. And so when we talk about the type of care that's going to be needed to cover that spectrum from 65 to 100 plus, what's that going to look like in decades to come?
Yeah, that's a great point, because as we have longer lives, there's also more chronic health concerns that go along with it. And a lot of the trends are concerning as far as the geriatric workforce and who's going to care for this older adult population. There's one geriatrician for every 10,000 older adults across the country. Less than 1% of physicians right now are board certified geriatricians. And even the workforce across mental health, allied health has been shrinking. So it's not just the 65 and older, but as people are living longer, where are we going to fit a lot of those shortages in the professional disciplines? So that's where I think a lot of our grant is going to fill in, is training young professionals, students, residents, to have a positive view of this. And where caregivers often are compromised, family or paid professionals, they can get a lot of other services too from other disciplines. So it's going to be a challenging trend for years to come. And so hopefully our grant, along with our partners, are able to give more publicity to this.
Well, I can only imagine that for someone who is a practitioner, you're thinking about probably cures and, you know, how you can make someone better. But in the case of someone who's aging, I mean, your body is deteriorating. So how do you help that person have a better quality of life?
Yeah, great question. So we take really a multidisciplinary approach at SLU, both when we treat the older adult population, but also in the services we provide to the community and our community partners. We've been really intentional on this grant specifically to find both in St. Louis and in rural areas, places that treat the whole person, and also where we can have more family and community resources to help that person out. As Marla mentioned before, cognitive impairment and dementia, fall risk, other health issues have been major contributors to older adults really struggling in their home. We've seen social isolation, loneliness skyrocket post-pandemic. So I think us really working together as a team to figure out these strategies health-wise really takes a village.
Marla, can we talk about that loneliness piece? We did an interview over the holidays about that, specifically for older women, how it's really become a crisis for many of them, this issue of loneliness. How, as healthcare providers, can you tackle that?
Ask the question. So that's where to begin. And we have an initiative that fortuitously we started in 2019 to develop awareness, training, and intervention options for practitioners, particularly who are seeing older adults experiencing loneliness and social isolation, but maybe aren't addressing it. We have an evidence-based intervention called Circle of Friends that we was developed in Finland, and we have adapted it here in the U.S. It's an intervention that brings together older adults who are experiencing loneliness and or social isolation. And this is a group intervention, and it's very, very much, to Max's earlier point, really addresses the whole person. Your comment about older women, there does appear, according to the research and our own experience as well, to be differences among men and women in terms of how they respond to this. The prevailing thought around women is that we have different expectations for social relationships. So when those expectations are not being met, we feel lonely. And the important thing that we try to impress in all of the training and the presentations that we do is that providers, family members, and even older adults themselves really need to be thinking about, is this person feeling lonely? Is this person experiencing social isolation, which is just a lack of contact with other humans? So getting people to at least ask the questions is a place to start.
Our healthcare providers have so much on their plate, so much they have to know, so much new information. When you're working with them, how do you break this down, and what kind of reception do you get from them to these concepts for older patients?
We recognize, because we're all providers in various ways, so we very much recognize that they do have a lot on their plate. So we make sure that in the training and the presentations that we do, that we give them access to resources that are easy to use. For instance, we developed a tool at St. Louis University called the Alone Scale. It has 5 items. It's quick, it's easy, could even be done while the person is in the waiting room, for instance, or before they come for the appointment. And just then making sure that we let the providers know what resources are out there. So for instance, our Circle of Friends groups are offered in virtual, in-person, and hybrid formats. And we offer that through the Family Center for Healthy Aging at SLU. And just making sure that we're raising the awareness is really our goal.
So this is a $5 million grant from the Health Resources and Services Administration. It's part of Health and Human Services. Max, talk to us about specifically how this money is going to be used and how long this will last you.
We could take another hour.
Yeah, right.
In short, there are many initiatives that we have, some that have been expanding based on our previous services, and a lot of new initiatives. So As Marla mentioned, many of the groups that we have around dementia, loneliness, caregiving have been expanding, as well as a lot of our education and training opportunities. That's been a big push from HRSA, and I know that's a big push from SLU. I think we've been a great leader in the community and across the country in providing this training for older adults to professionals. Some of our new initiatives that we have, SLU has a mobile health van, and so we've been starting to use that with community partners to use a multidisciplinary approach of treating older adults and residents at specific organizations. It's a little challenging now with the weather, but hopefully in the spring and summer we can roll that out. We're doing different clinical rotations and nursing apprenticeships to be able to train students and nurses to get more experience with older adult health. And then with our community partners, as Marla mentioned before, getting more adaptive in screenings and tools that we can implement in primary care in rural areas. There are massive shortages in rural areas of Missouri that we're seeing. Marla did a terrific job in collaborating early with our partners. And so we really feel that we can pay it forward to these sites that they can also train other professionals and give a lot of that attention across the state, not just St. Louis, in the shortage of the workforce for older adults.
Well, thank you so much for coming in studio this morning and telling us a little bit more about your work.
Thank you so much.
That is Marla Bergweger, Professor Emerita in Social Work, and Max Zubatsky, Associate Professor in Family and Community Medicine with St. Louis University, joining us this morning on KMOX. Coming